Feeling the ground for a while, if you wish, where body and ground are together, and how that is. Letting what's heavy be heavy. Letting what's light be light. What is the experience of contact with the ground? Sometimes there may be a lot of sweetness, as if pouring in to the body, and we could allow that. Sometimes it's just so simple. Just heavy and pressure. Little vibration. And just that invitation to let the body kind of spread out on the ground, like a bag of grain that we just open and let it kind of pour out. Be here. Sometimes there's a kind of paradox of contact as a definite experience that isn't quite anything that we can hang on to. The just simple place of contact with the ground sometimes just feels like an opening or a hole or a space. And just being simple with whatever it is. And maybe feeling for the aliveness in whatever is that experience of just the body resting on the ground. What we call body on what we call ground. That kiss. just letting it be a simple mystery. Sensations unowned. Coming out of nowhere, in a kind of a stream, that we can't grasp, but we can directly experience. And how much can we relax and still feel? How can we relax and feel? There's this discovery that I can relax and feeling still goes on. That feeling, the sense, simple sense of contact with ground, just feeling that. Whatever way it shows up for you. Just feeling that is going on by itself. And I can relax and let that feeling, the ground, go on. And as if kind of rest my head there. So the experience of ground is something other than what I think or imagine or see in my mind. It's its own thing. And feeling the ground is happening somehow. And it doesn't really have anything to do with who I am. It's just going on, that feeling the ground, the capacity to feel the ground is happening. So I can rest. And let that happen. Resting and receiving sensation of contact, support. And not making the sensation more or less than whatever it is. Or noticing when there's a making more or less of it. So there might be an image in the mind of where the body touches the ground. Ideas about it. And those are fine, there's room for that. And those are different from the contact. And how about kind of resting towards the back of the body and opening now to sounds? If you feel better with, you could stay in the ground place, the contact place, and open to sounds. That might be your back or it might not be your back. So either with the contact with the ground, opening to sound, or kind of tuning in and resting into the back of the body and opening to sound. Sounds near and far and inside as well as outside the body. In three dimensions all around. And just noticing how little effort is really needed to hear. How much can we relax and let go and be nobody and still hear? And what is hearing? What is that moment of sound? And what isn't? So the moment where the sound actually has already been heard, how quick that happens. Something in us has already heard the sound before we can name it. Something in us has already heard the sound before we get into a story about it. Something in us has already heard the sound before the body could even react to it, of liking it, not liking it. Wanting to know what it is. Or anything else. And so resting really widely into that already hearing, already awareness. That allows sound to go on being itself in all directions, in its own timing. That sensitivity that we already have. And it can be funny how quickly the mind might come up with an image to try to match what we think we're hearing. But still, we already heard the sound. Something in us has the capacity to be even more quick than the mind, than the images, than the guessing, the naming or remembering, associating. And so, more relaxing and allowing our great capacity. To already hear and to already feel. And letting that already awareness already hearing and feeling, just start to include the way the mind jumps with an image or a story. It's just another thing we can already be aware of. We can already be aware of the sense of me. And so maybe it it might be possible to have a sense of really wide, relaxed, open mind and being, where sound is happening and ground is happening. And then that whole field of body is also happening. Really resting back and down and letting it all come, letting all this experience come in. And maybe the sense of openness is good in itself, and we can enjoy kind of just being absorbed into that feeling of wideness or openness. The delight and lightness of that. And other times it can feel really good and soothing and a relief that there's sound and ground and within the body, the breath. So if you notice that there's a lot of thinking, then sometimes it can be really helpful to ride in intimacy, that coming down with the out-breath, rising up with the in-breath, really being in it, within these other spheres of sound, body and ground, openness, already awakeness. There's plenty of room for all the thinking and just still tuning in to, just that breath. Or just that field of openness. Or just the ground. And we'll just enjoy the silence together for the rest of the meditation, around 20 minutes or so. Each in our own way, together. No problem if there's thoughts. It's just another simple mystery. And for now, just tuning in to the more simple and more restful ground, sound, body, breath, openness, aliveness, okayness, already. Already happening.